Hi, is this Melody?
This is Melody.
Hi, Melody. This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, hi. Hi, Sam. I mentioned it to my husband, and he's like, well, he said he found some that will even be, I said, I don't know, what's your interest?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, he doesn't want me to send an application, but he said, okay, we'll just compare it.
Okay.
And just have a hypothetical, like close to what we have,
mm-hmm.
so you can give us just an estimate how many years we're going to pay for it, and what would be the interest.
In
that way, you can compare it to the others he has, just in case we need it.
Sure, yeah, we can definitely do that. So I was calling you to let you know that I was doing some exploring here just to kind of see how it would work, and I was trying to make these numbers match in a way where... So you said you're currently renting the building you're in, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so if you guys were to move to another building, I guess I'm trying to make these numbers work in a way where you're saving money, so whatever you're paying in rent should be less... whatever you're paying in rent right now should be more than what you're going to pay for the mortgage. And then at the end, you'll own the building, so that way it should be a little bit easier. So I was trying to kind of make these numbers. How much is the rent for the building right now? It's per month?
We are renting $675 for the building.
You're renting $675?
Mm-hmm.
$675 a month.
A month, yeah.
Okay, and that's...
It's a shop. It's like a... I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, it's a building. It's a shop.
Sure. It's just like a shop where you guys can set things up. Okay. And then you said your annual sales were about $220,000. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So, So I guess what I would try to find is something...
Make it lower. Make it 200. Maybe not. So, we'll not. Maybe last year we have a good year. I don't know, on the next year to come. So, make it like conservative. Make it 200. Just 200.
Okay, we'll make it 200. So that would be 200. And then how about for credit scores for you and your husband? The national average is about 680. If you had to take a guess, do you think yours is like good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Oh, we're excellent. We're on both on the 7 on the line of 7. I think mine's 700. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. So excellent in the 700s. Okay. Okay. So we're going with conservative annual sales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine is 740. His is like 720, something like that.
Okay, you're winning.
We are on the excellent area.
I got you. Okay. Yeah, no, that's good. Things above 700 are generally pretty good. Okay. So if we're going to go with the conservative numbers for 200,000 for your gross annual sales, you said the rent is 675 a month. Credit is excellent. Okay. I can definitely try to do this. The numbers are usually the underwriting department.
We're also renting, our air, like our office. So what if we were thinking if we have a house and at the same time a shop, so...
Mm-hmm.
It'll be, you know what I'm saying?
It
will be shop and the house together. We'll have a shop and a house.
I understand. Yeah. Yeah, that's smart. Okay, so would you guys kind of move into that building as well?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so how about your rent for your house? How much is that right now?
Okay, maybe a conservative, maybe 700.
700 a month for the house? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can definitely give this a shot. The only problem is usually when we ask for like that application and stuff that we put together, that's what they use to come up with the offers. What's Eric's reservation? What he says he doesn't want you to send the application until you guys have numbers?
No, he's kind of negative that immediate loans like this is very high in interest.
Right.
And he said it's a killer, it'll be a killer, so.
Sure. Yeah, no.
why don't we look at it first,
He's a smart guy, it's true. So I've seen, you're right, sometimes they do go that way, sometimes they don't. The thing is, they're all very specific to, like, the business and what you guys are trying to do. So Generally, the way we make it work is the way the system is designed. You guys don't have anything to lose by applying. We don't do application fees. We don't run your credit scores with a hard inquiry, so it doesn't get lowered. So the way we design the system is for like people like you guys just trying to look at the numbers and everything. All we would get is those 6 months of bank statements and the application, and then we would put that together and then give you guys offers. Like, this is exactly the interest rate. This is the exact amount of money you qualify for. And usually people just apply to like a couple places like he's doing, trying to kind of explore the options, and they put it all together and see which ones they win. The other reason why that might be good is that a lot of companies, ourselves included, we have a match or beat policy. So if you guys were to get a better offer somewhere else and you bring it back and say, hey, this person gave it to us for like 1% or 2% lower, then what we would try to do is either beat it if we can, just to kind of hold on to the customer. So it kind of works better to kind of have that. Yeah, that's kind of how we try to keep things moving along.
I said, well, he told me that he can beat the bank, and you know they are, and he said, I was telling him what you told me.
Sure.
And he said, okay, just give him like an estimate, and so we can see if it's just not a killer interest.
Sure, I understand. So yeah, the thing is, I would love to give you guys those numbers. Like, if I could, I definitely would. So at banks, we have an underwriting department. They're the ones that put the numbers together. And then they have us over here who handle the clients and everything. So what I would do is, I've seen us beat banks on like multiple levels. There are many instances where like people would go to like Wells Fargo and come back and we would have a better offer for them. I've seen people come get an offer from us and go somewhere else and find it like 1% lower. And they come back to us and they say, here's what we have, and then we would get competitive and say, okay, we'll match that policy or we'll lower it by 0.5% just to kind of hold on. So I've seen these things work in like a couple different ways, but honestly, it's a little bit hard to get the numbers working and everything without just that application stuff. I know some people, I think Eric mentioned that it was like confidential and everything, but we can't share any of your bank stuff. It's honestly for a couple guys in the underwriting department. They just use it to kind of evaluate the health of the business, and then once they see that, that's where the rates come out of. And then I guess Eric's right that there are certain times with like these overnight loans that it could get more expensive and everything, but there's just no way to know that until we actually have all the information together. So if he's willing to give it a chance,
at least it will give us an idea, you know, like,
of course,
what the figures I gave you is close to what we have is close. What figures I gave you is close. I even give you a conservative. And then, regarding what you said, do we have, are we zero at the end of the month? No, we're not. We have, maybe 10 to 15 revolving every month, like, you know, 10 to 15.
Right.
Positive, not negative, at the end of the month in the bank.
Sure.
So we're not really afraid. That's why we're kind of disappointed that the bank disapproved us.
Mm-hmm.
It's how the way our bookkeeper did the tax. That's why she was telling me before, the bookkeeper was telling me, oh, you can find a loan, you know, like a company that will loan in this way. And I was like, where is that? I need to find that so we can have this so in the shop. So, but
yeah.
I didn't find it. So anyway,
right.
If you
the thing is,
go
I'm
along.
Right. The thing is, all these offers that I'm going to get or everything, I'm trying to make it, I'm not going to give you guys an offer that won't make sense. The point is, it's supposed to, the offer has to fit in a way where you guys are going to get more value than you're paying for. So the reason I was asking for your rent is that if you guys are renting the shop for $675 a month and then you're renting the house for $700 a month, what I would have to try to do, and when I'm working with the underwriters and everything, is try to make it work so that these numbers, what we end up coming with a monthly payment, is at least equal, if not lower, to what you guys are paying for the shop and the house right now. So that way, even at the end of the day, when you guys go and you finance this new building and you move into it and everything, you guys will still save at least a little bit of money until it's paid off. And then at that point, you just won't pay rent, you won't pay mortgage, and then you guys own the building. So I guess at that point, that's where you guys would be happy. So that's kind of why I'm trying to gather.
I even want a little lower on the house. Maybe if you can make it just, maybe make it $600 for the house.
Okay.
Make it $600 and the shop is $675. I was telling my husband, it seems the house, the shop is paying, we're paying, and we still pay for the utilities in the shop, you know?
Right.
So,
See,
yeah,
that's
higher.
Mm-hmm. I could see why you guys would want to do that. Okay. Because see, generally the way it works here is our working capital program, the one that you mentioned some of the other banks offered, we free up about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So that would only be maybe like 30, 35,000, something like that. And I think that's what you said the other banks were offering. Is that correct? Yeah, that's kind of about the limit they put. So I un
That's
mm-hmm.
true.
Right, so that's the same program they were putting you guys through. But the way it works is that usually when we have like a regular customer who comes back, what you would be able to do is keep refinancing it at a lower and lower rate. So what I'm trying to do is somehow combine these 35,000s, compound them over about 5 or 6 times so that they're equal to the 200,000, and then make sure that the overall rate is less than your current rent. So that way, when you take the loan out, that's kind of what I'm trying to do with the numbers. That way, when you take the loan out, you guys are ending up saving and owning a building as opposed to paying for a house and renting an office or renting a shop for too high of a
Really?
price. That's kind of how that seems to be how I'm trying to run these numbers here. I will need to get the underwriters to make them work with it. So you're saying 600 a month for the house, 675 a month for rent?
Okay. Yes, okay. Six
Okay.
and six. Six and 675. That'll be good.
Okay.
That'd be reasonable.
Okay. Then yes, I can definitely try to run these. I would have a much easier time giving you guys better numbers with the application. Are you sure you can't convince? Would Eric like to speak to one of our representatives just to kind of make him feel
No, you
okay?
said just give me a rough estimate and how much with the interest and how many years we're going to pay for that or how many months. And then if we're okay, if we see like, oh, okay, it's close, it's probably not the accurate that you can give us, but at least, you know, and just roughly close to that, either a little higher or a little lower, that at least we can have an idea how it will go. So and after that, then we will whatever you ask them, and I can just send it to you right away, you know?
Sure. Yeah, I
We're
understand.
okay.
The thing is, to get those numbers, we usually do need the application. The way we designed it was that the application is what you're talking about. So it's like when people fill in their one page thing and they send us a 6 month bank statement, so we give them the rough estimate, like this is what we can do. And then they go and they find the place they want, and then they give us the quote, like this building costs this much, and then we give them a locked solid offer. So what would happen is if you guys were to send us that app and the bank statements, we're going to run you through all the programs for all the different. So there'll be some for 2 years, some for 5 years, some for everything that we have here. And then we're going to put them all together. And then when we call you back, we give you all your options. Like we lay it out and be like, this is this option with this rate for this long, and this is the next option for this. So we'd kind of walk you through all of it and have you guys pick which one seems more comfortable. I guess obviously the longer rates, the more years there are, the lower the rate would be. So the shorter years would kind of have a higher rate, but that's up to you guys to decide. So I guess basically what we do need here is I have this information here. So based on what you told me with an excellent credit score, with your time in business being 25 plus years and everything else, those are all green light things saying that you guys would apply for some of our. So we have credit tiers A through D. A would be the lower rates, the longer terms. The things that you've told me so far are putting you in the A range. And I think that's what you guys would be kind of looking towards. People who apply for like the D and C level ranges, they would have, you know, bankruptcies in the past. They would have, you know, negative balances at the end of the month, things like that, things that point towards problems. You guys don't have any of that. So if I can get you guys to submit that application, I will definitely be able to give you guys actual numbers, like physical numbers. You would even get a call from the underwriters in about 24 hours, and they would sit there and lay out all the plans for you. You can kind of tell them a little more about what you want, like what's more important to you, having a smaller rate or a longer term, and they could kind of just go from there. So, let me
Yeah,
think.
I think if, I don't know, my husband is quite negative about it. He said, okay, let's, you
Sure.
know, just let him do a rough estimate. That's what he said. So that's, I don't know if he would let me because I told him yesterday and he's kind of like, oh, those are killers. So I said, no, I don't think so. Okay, he doesn't want really to send any application.
I
He said he just,
understand.
I said, no, I did not. So I'm glad I did not because I will be fired.
Can't fire his wife. It does not. That is so
So,
funny.
okay,
Okay. Well,
so.
I'll tell you what, Melody. I can try my best if you guys want to get an estimate first before submitting the application. Do you have an extra few minutes here? Did I catch you at a busy time right now?
Yeah, I think I am calling people. So if you can just give me, you know, on if you can send me an email on the based on the information I gave you.
Sure, I can do that. What I was thinking. Sure.
Because
what I was thinking actually is
my mind cannot explain it to my husband if it's not on reach. So
I understand.
I'm not
I understand.
Good about that. So,
Sure, I can definitely send you the email. What I was thinking actually was I was going to connect you directly to the underwriters. They're the specialists that work in the field. If you had like a minute or two, they could just kind of ask you a few questions, and I think they can ballpark it better, but they're the ones that run the numbers stuff. They're a little bit more of senior representatives. So let me think here. Let me check if they're available real quick, and I could swing right back over. And then once you kind of have a little short conversation with them, I can send you that email with the estimate there for you. Does that sound good, Melody?
Okay. I will talk to somebody else.
Yes. Just give me one. Sure. Just give me 1 second and double check, and I'll be right back. Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Hi, this is Melody.
Yes.
Hey, Melody, this is Sam. I know I have the same name as the other Sam that you were just speaking to. I've been here a little longer and, thought I might jump on and give you some good feedback. You said you're possibly looking for some financing?
Yes.
Okay, what exactly were you looking for?
Like I would have mentioned to Sam, we're looking for a property and then that has a shop at the same time, you know, we're working shop and then at the same time our house. We find one time, but the bank did not approve us because our income, our returns doesn't look very attractive, so they turned us down. And the way our bookkeeper did it, we have lots of write-offs.
Oh,
even though we have big gross sales, the net income wasn't that very attractive.
Sure, so
The way the bookkeeper did it is not appealing to the bank, but we have a good credit, like what I was mentioning to Sam.
Okay. Now, how much were you looking for to finance right now?
Maybe 200.
200, and is that for a down payment on the property or to purchase it in full?
Purchase in full.
Okay. All right.
That's the max. We can go lower. That's the max. That's the max that we will.
Okay. All right. And that's a good little point right there, because I'm looking at your gross annual sales. Is it 200,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I understand, you know, when you do your taxes, you're going to deduct as much as you can and probably end at a zero. Is that the case on the tax return?
Yeah. Okay. That's not really zero, but not very attractive.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and I know that that's a pretty typical situation with a lot of businesses that we work with. Our programs are a little different than the traditional bank that you're going to be dealing with, where they lend to you based on that bottom line. We actually lend to you based on the top line. So we understand that businesses are going to deduct whatever they can. That's just how we do business here in the United States, right? So we lend to you based off that top line revenue. So you show 200,000 as a top line, we're going to lend you off of that, not the zero. Now, to kind of give you some perspective on what might be available to you, with gross sales of 200,000, looking for 200,000 up front probably isn't going to be realistic, but
okay.
A smaller amount absolutely would. And in addition to that, a nice little point to remember is that these programs are a renewable source of capital. So if we're not able to get you that full amount right up front, we could possibly get you closer to that over a series of loans. So say you have $200,000, if we could get you $30,000 up front for 6 months, and then another $30,000 the next 6 months, is that something in line that you'd be able to work with?
Oh, no, I don't.
No. What would be the low end of what you'd be able to work with?
Okay, what about 150? Can we do 150?
Okay, now, okay, so a couple questions just to see. I mean, obviously, I don't know right off just a basic conversation like that. The $200,000, is that from last year?
Yes.
Okay, and how long have you guys been in business?
The business is 30 years, but for the past four or five years, my husband took over. We inherited from his dad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you have a very lengthy time in business. That 30 years will hold. Did it keep the same business name?
Yeah, same business name, same client, same nature of the business. Everything is the same.
Are you and your husband both the owners of the company?
Yes.
Okay, and how about as far as your personal credit goes, what's it look like?
It's good too, excellent. It's 700.
Okay. All right, so those two factors are going to help you out a lot, the time in business that you have and having good, strong personal credit. Another factor that will come in as far as getting a larger approval amount, because that's what we want. We want to get you the top end, because obviously the 150 is going to be something we're going to have to shoot for, is the ending balances on the bank accounts for each month. So what does that look like for each month? Do you guys end close to zero, or do you have a cushion at the end of each month?
Oh, yeah. We have, like I was telling Sam, maybe like a 10 to 15 a month.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. And that 10 to 15 a month at the end of each month is going to leave a lot to work with. Now, I'm not sure if we can get you $150,000. That might be on the top end. I mean, I've seen that sort of ratio a few times. It would require, you know, really excellent credit. But I think, you know, we'd be able to get you over the 30, absolutely, with those strong, you know, traits that you have there. We can absolutely shoot to try to get you as much as possible. Now, with the 150, is that going to be a one-time fee? Or, I mean, basically what I want to understand, if we can get you some cash now and then more in 6 months, does that fit your model of what you're looking for?
No, we want 150 right now.
all on one. Okay. Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, and that's important for me to understand, to see what kind of programs I can try to get you into. Now, it's not impossible. I would say that the 150 is, you know, it's not impossible, but I don't know how likely it is. It is very easy for us to see if we can get it done for you, though. It takes 24 hours to get you an answer. Doesn't cost anything. It's a fairly simple process.
My husband is negative with this kind of loan, because he said it's killer interest. But okay, we'll see. We'll do a rough estimate. We'll see if we can. If it's
sure. Have you guys applied for a loan other than just your bank that you work with?
No. Oh, except for car loans. They have car loans.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a little different game. But yeah, we can absolutely see what we can do for you and shoot for the highest amount. Having, you know, I'm not sure what your experience is with these types of loans. The rates for these loans vary greatly. They can be anywhere in a range from 5% to 40%. But the factors of personal credit, time in business, and ending balances on the bank accounts are really what determine that. And it seems like you guys have those in a pretty good spot. So I think you'd qualify for, you know, one of our A programs. So as far as the interest rate goes, you're going to be getting probably the most competitive if all of those stats hold true. But like I said, it takes us about a day to get an answer on that.
Okay. Well, if you can give us a rough estimate, and we will see if it's doable for us, because we're not really rushing right now, because the property that we were looking for was gone. It was gone. I didn't know about it. I called some lending companies, and like what you said, they only will lend us 35. Oh, we don't need 35. We need paper. So We'll see. So when an opportunity comes and this bank will not grant us, so maybe we will go this route. And if it's reasonable, if the percentage will still be doable for us, then we will go this route. You know.
Yeah. If it makes sense. Yeah. Now, what do you guys do over there?
We do a commercial exhaust system cleaning.
Okay. And is that seasonal at all?
No.
Okay.
It's not seasonal.
Okay.
It's a maintenance service.
Oh, all right, I see. That makes a little more sense now. All right. So, yeah, you know, I know the property that you were looking at isn't there now, but what we can do is when we get you approved, there's no obligation to that. All it does is just let you know what's available to you. And then when the time comes, you know, it's there for you, and you just let us know, we can go ahead and do it. So
we want to see if it's doable, because if it's impossible, it will make us broke, then what's the point of
absolutely
even applying? You know, what's the point of even applying? We're not dying to have one, but in case there's an opportunity that is doable, we'll go for it. But if it's not, then we'll not. We're businessmen too. So
yeah, no, absolutely. I would say the only loans we do are the loans that make sense for the businesses that we're working with. The majority of our customers are actually returning customers. So, you know, we're not trying to, that's bad for us to do bad loans too. That's just the way the business works. So what we can do is I will have Sam send you an email with the application and everything that we would need from you to get the approval. It's pretty simple.
No, he already sent me an application.
Oh, okay. Okay.
To send an application with all the bank statement for 6 month statement. He doesn't want that. I gave him a figure of what we have, you know, the figure, an estimate figure of how much is the cash in bank, and like at the end of the month, how much do we have at the end of the month? And I'm not lying. It's just that. I can provide it. I can prove it when it's really, we go to the final position of we'll go this route. But like what he said, is it zero at the end of the month or is it negative? It's not. We have, like what I told you, like floating 10 to 15 a month. I can provide that. I can prove that. And then also other questions you have, that's it. I already asked it. So if you can give me an estimate, if we loan for 150, how much would be the interest and how many years we have to pay for it?
Sure.
How much are we going to pay every month? That's all we want to know.
Like I said, there's such a large range on those. It can be anywhere from 5% to 40%, right? And it'll depend on a lot of different factors, including the number of deposits that you have each month, the consistency of your cash flow month over month. So that's why we actually need to see the statements. I mean, I can give you just random numbers, but that wouldn't make very much sense. So when the time comes that you guys do want to do something and you want to know what's available to you, we would need to look at the bank statements. So the bank statements, the most recent tax return. I know you're not lying to me, but you're not able to give me all of the information that we need just on a basic phone call.
Maybe we will just wait until we're really is dying to have this thing. My husband really doesn't want to send an application for some reason. He doesn't want. He said it's very confidential. He doesn't want to send one. So,
confidential. Okay. I mean, well, I can assure you that we keep everything confidential.
He's already talking to another loaning company, and I mentioned this company, and he said, well, if he can send us, if you can see if it's the same rate, then we will just decide which one is lower. So if he can give us a rough estimate, that'll be good. But if not, it's okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, a rough estimate for you would be, 10 cents on the dollar. That would be an average starting point. No lending company, no bank is going to be able to give you an actual rate without an application. No reputable lending one will. If confidentiality is something you're concerned about, you know, we've been around for 15 years, have a great reputation, feel free to check us out online. But really, to give you an actual rate and an answer, we got to have the bank statements to look at.
Okay, so maybe I will let my husband decide on that because he told me not to. So I don't want to be fired by my husband.
Yeah, no.
That'd be fine. But
and I don't want to get you fired either.
But in a different sense, I'm fired. I don't like that impression that if you're not only my wife, you're fired. You know.
It makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. But
I will let him take care of it. I will tell him. I will let him know what you said, that you can't run it without the application, and then we'll go from there. If he's okay, then I will send you one. I will have to have his approval.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me know, you know, because sometimes people are concerned about having their credit ran, things like that. And if that's the case, what I can do is I can just take a look at the bank statements without running the credit and give you initial feedback. So check with him and see if that's the reason why. If the reason is just confidentiality, then please check us out online. We have a great reputation. We take a lot of pride in that.
So I will let him do that. That's his homework, and that's not mine.
Good. Keep him busy.
When it comes to security, he's the one taking care of all of those financial things. I'm only on all the paperwork, so he told me not to. So I will respect that. And I will just get back to you whatever is his answer, whatever is his response.
Okay, yeah.
I'm a very obedient wife.
Oh, he must really appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So thank you very much. I will just get back to you once my husband, you know, whatever is his response. Okay?
Okay. All right. Perfect. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.